Trenton resident Melba Metz lost her home to flooding during Hurricane Florence. She's staying with her daughter as she sorts through her belongings and tries to salvage what she can. But Metz says mosquitoes are hampering her recovery.
We stay in the house most of the time. I mean, you run to the car. I mean, you can't walk out on the porch without getting swarmed with them.
Metz and about 300 people waited in line at a farm and garden center in New Bern Saturday morning. The business was giving away 2 mosquito eradicators to each person. Metz says she's concerned about the diseases mosquitoes might carry.
She's mixed up some sprays my daughter has and been spraying that stuff, but it's just not working. So right now we'll do anything, however long we have to stand, to get what we might think might work.
An increase in mosquito populations after a hurricane isn't unusual. President of the North Carolina Mosquito and Vector Control Association, Stephanie Richards, says there are several different species of floodwater mosquitoes in eastern North Carolina.
Floodwater mosquitoes will lay their eggs in woodland pool areas and just in any kind of flooded field kind of situation. And when the waters come up, when we have a lot of rainfall, when we have some flooding like associated with the hurricane, the eggs will hatch and then the adults will emerge in large numbers.
Richards says they're also seeing an increase in mosquito species that lay their eggs in containers.
We actually have a research study going on in a neighborhood, in a suburban neighborhood in Winterville. So we're seeing definitely an uptick in our floodwater mosquito species in our traps. We also work with Pitt County Environmental Health. Mr. Jim Gardner is the vector control manager for the county, and he's seeing an uptick in his trap counts as well.
Richards says landing counts, which is the number of mosquitoes that land on a person in 1 minute, surpass 100 mosquitoes in some parts of Pitt County.
So probably usual conditions, depending on the location, you know, and the species that you're looking at. I mean, you don't want to get more than 5 mosquitoes per minute, you know, landing on you.
In Columbus County, west of Wilmington, landing counts are 100 to 200 mosquitoes per minute. Richards, who is also an associate professor in the Environmental Health Program at ECU, says her students set traps last week across Columbus County to identify which species are most prevalent. The information will be provided to the health department so they can apply for FEMA for assistance for mosquito spraying.
Counties that don't have mosquito surveillance or control programs are really hurting right now and scrambling for what to do, especially since the citizens are calling them, you know, and asking for help.
Several communities in eastern North Carolina have ramped up mosquito control efforts since Florence, including the city of Kinston and Pitt and Beaufort counties. Richards says some municipalities are applying to conduct aerial insecticide spraying. She says her organization is distributing donated larvicide briquettes to tamp down the mosquito population before they become vectors for diseases.
So the ones that are coming off right now, the adults that have hatched and that are emerging right now, are new, so they may not have had their blood meal yet.
Health officials say the species of mosquitoes that hatch after a storm are considered nuisance mosquitoes and don't transmit diseases. State Public Health veterinarian Carl Williams says historical data shows that cases of mosquito-borne illnesses like eastern equine encephalitis or West Nile virus don't increase after hurricanes.
These floodplain and salt marsh mosquitoes really do not have a high capacity to vector these diseases. And what we have seen in the past, and other states have documented this as well, is that following a hurricane or a tropical storm, you don't really see increases in arboviral illness.
However, Williams says the species of mosquitoes that do serve as vectors are still present.
It's just that now they're really overwhelmed by other mosquitoes that we don't normally see except in the time after a hurricane or a tropical storm.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, the types of mosquitoes that can spread viruses may increase 2 weeks to 2 months after a hurricane, especially in areas that did not flood but received more rainfall than usual.
We usually see arboviral disease transmission from August through October. So we are in the classic middle of our arboviral disease transmission.
There were 21 cases of lacrosse encephalitis last year, an arboviral illness geographically associated with southwestern counties. In eastern North Carolina, West Nile and eastern equine encephalitis are viruses of primary concern. According to the latest statistics from the State Department of Health and Human Services, there's been no reported cases of Triple E as of July 2018. The CDC reports 3 West Nile cases in Catawba, Cumberland, and Currituck counties. President of the North Carolina Mosquito and Vector Control Association, Stephanie Richards, says bridge vectors are responsible for the transmission of Triple E.
When there's a lot of Eastern equine encephalitis virus in bird populations, there are occasions when mosquitoes that blood feed on both birds and humans or other animals like horses can bridge, they're called bridge vectors, so they can bridge the virus out of the swampy areas into the human or equine populations. And in eastern North Carolina this year, we have had several horse cases of eastern equine encephalitis virus. So it is out there in the swampy areas.
Richards says mosquito control programs have collected mosquito samples in Brunswick County that have tested positive for Triple E. If a human becomes infected, Triple E can cause flu-like symptoms within 4 to 10 days after being bitten. Inflammation of the brain can cause headaches, high fever, chills, and vomiting. About 1/3 of people who are infected with Triple E die, and those who survive have mild to severe brain damage. State Public Health veterinarian Carl Williams says Triple E is very rare, with only a few cases in the U.S. each year. He says many mosquito-borne illnesses, including Triple E, are asymptomatic.
If you get infected, there's a high possibility that you won't develop any illness. But if you do, you would go to your physician, at which point, if they suspect an arboviral illness based on maybe the season of the year, any, especially in the southwestern part of the state, a geographic association with areas of transmission, they would order serologic tests. And those are specific tests that can be done to measure the antibody response against these specific pathogens.
Since there are no vaccines for humans to protect against Triple E or West Nile, Williams says the best way to protect yourself is to prevent mosquito bites by wearing long-sleeve shirts and long pants, using insect repellents, and reducing mosquito breeding areas around your home. Some relief may be on the way as temperatures cool. Mosquitoes become less active in colder weather, and when temperatures fall below 50 degrees, mosquitoes die off. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.